You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Onondaga Historical Association is heading to Pittsburgh this weekend in hopes of collecting an Emmy Award for a short film about a longstanding NBA record achieved here in Syracuse. Mayor Ben Walsh credits OHA Director Greg Tripoli for using the film to tell the story of Jim Tucker and the 1955 Syracuse Nationals.
Greg specifically and his team at the OHA have not been content just letting the history sit in that museum. They're tireless in finding new and creative ways to bring Syracuse's history to the rest of the community and even the rest of the world.
It's important that people learn and recognize that Syracuse changed the game of basketball forever with the 24-second shot clock, that we helped integrate the National Basketball Association with the first two black men on an NBA championship team, that one of those players, Earl Lloyd, was the very first black man to ever set foot on an NBA court, and that the other, the protagonist of this film, Jim Tucker, set an NBA record for a triple-double, that's double digits and points, rebounds, and assists, in that championship season that lasted an incredible 63 years until it was finally broken last year.
That's OHA Director Greg Tripoli, who says it took years of research and interviews to make the 25-minute documentary called Let 'Em Know You're There, the story of Big Jim and the Triple-Double. It's up against two other nominees at the Mid-Atlantic Emmy Awards this Saturday. It's available on DVD and will be broadcast on public TV nationwide next month. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.